Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by the one thing that can bring back your immune system to normal functioning. You can read all about it by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And this is what brought me back from death's doorstep, a slide into oblivion. This is restorative. This is preventative. It's all natural. I'm telling you, folks, if I had my druthers, everybody would be on this and we'd be a lot better off as a nation. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And that's the Nanosoma liquid spray. There's also the 3-pack. You're going to want to check that out as well. I've beat my head against the wall for over 15 years. I had someone who tries to break into the alternative media unsuccessfully. And she said to me, "Yeah, Dave, you got discredited. You're terrible. You're awful. You're stupid. You're misinformed. You're a disinfo agent." And it's largely because you tried to tell America that there were, Chinese operatives in our country, Chinese troops in plain clothes. And I talked for years about a Red Dawn invasion, and it's coming, but it's already started. It has to start with a fifth column paramilitary operation, and it's underway right now in this country. And I want to show you something here, and then I'm going to relate it to what one of my guests on my show said this week. And this is stunning, stunning stuff. Okay, courtesy of News Nation. What do you think you're looking at here? And this is one of a multitude of photos that I have published on my website, my social media. This was from about 2.5 years ago. Who do you think these men are? They're Chinese. I want you to look at their waistlines. Some of these are a little older. They're in their 40s. But look at them. Compare them to the border patrol that's inspecting them. These men are in shape. And you have undocumented illegal immigrants into this country stopped in San Diego County. This is where this is at. And they're presenting papers. Look at this. Papers. Papers. What undocumented aliens ever have papers? The answer would be none of them. Unless they're Chinese and it's part of the fix. It's part of the undermining of America. It's part of implanting the fifth column. My guest this last week, Casey Fleming, not a lightweight or just an author of the latest book, number one on Amazon, by the way. Casey is a consultant to almost every major federal agency out there. And he's formed an agency of consultants. Everything from the SEC to the Pentagon. This is a heavyweight. This person is a heavyweight in the field of national security. Focuses a lot on cybersecurity, and I'm going to have to get him back on after what happened with Tulsi Gabbard in Atlanta with the elections there, as I'm sure he knows all about that too. But this is something he said on my show. We have over 200,000 special operations forces from China in the United States, in safe houses, farmlands, near military bases. This is what he said now. Oh, he's just a crackpot? Then why is he a consultant to all these agencies? And how does he know this? He speaks with authority. And I guarantee you, he's on a mandate from President Trump to do what he's doing. He didn't say that, but we'd be foolish not to think that he has some kind of encouragement indirectly and directly straight from the top of our government. Because Trump said, "I'm taking on the deep state," and he is. And this is a deep state operation to undermine the United States through a communist overthrow. And before you think this is just an outrageous statement, well, let me tell you what's coming today. What's coming today is something that's second nature to me. We're going to take the Charlie Kirk assassination and blend it in with the other major assassinations and one major political event in the second half of the 20th century and on into this century. Charlie Kirk is same page, next verse. And I have refined my view of why Charlie Kirk was taken out. Oh, it benefits one country in particular. It benefited the inner circle of TPUSA. Whether they meant to do it or not, they're benefiting from it financially. They went from a $100 million operation to a $350 million operation by their own words. We've taken in $250 million since Charlie's death, statement Erica Kirk. And they're involved in the cover-up. There's no question. It's either the most stupid set of coincidental actions or it's a cover-up. Now, I don't want to digress too much from this point. This is your major threat right now. But the interest that put these men on our soil, you notice, do you think they're immigrants? Look at the hordes of immigrants we've seen in the media. Men, all ages, women, all ages, children. What do you see here? Fit males. And by the way, you can see this a little bit right here because some of the picture gets cut off, but I have other pictures that show these men set their satchels down at their feet. Some of them, like this man right here, stand at military parade at rest. And I have a dozen pictures like this that I've published. And people just wanted to look at it as the latest conspiracy theory designed just to attract attention. And this is what I've taken criticism for 15 years. Oh, dude, I can't have him on my show. He thinks the Chinese are here. I'd say, well, can we look at the picture here? Are the Chinese here or not? And Casey Fleming said there are 200,000 of them. We know there's a lot. And we reported earlier, and Paul Preston had the same thing. These kinds of people from China going into Camp Pendleton, right, near Oceanside, and they're going in white vans unmarked. And some of the non-coms have privately complained, and this is leaked, and I reported it. They were tired of having to train them. And let's go back to Obama, shall we? We used to do this drill, and I'm assuming we still do. I haven't researched it in recent history. But back in 2014, 2015, 2016, 2013 as well, we had what was known as Grid X drills. And Grid X was how could a takedown of our grid take place, everything from EMPs to sabotage, and what would be the likely consequence? And what would be the best mode of prevention and an also response if it did happen? And these were the Grid X drills. Well, in 2014, your loyal president, Barack Obama, came out and he allowed the Chinese and the Russians to participate in Grid X. This is why Doug Thornton, former supervisor of DHS, has said for years in our Doug and Dave Intel report, we will have a grid down because we showed them how to do it. That's exactly right. There's also another set of things that I need to educate you on since I'm resurrecting my ghost of being either disinfo or loony. And that would be something called the RIMPAC games, RIMPAC. In the Biden administration, second term, also the time that Benghazi took place, another story, another time, we do these military drills in the Pacific involving our allied nations, South Korea, Japan, Australia, so forth. Well, we let the Chinese participate in the last 2 years of the Obama administration in the RIMPAC games. And there were retired military, then they had to be careful what they said. But there were retired military that said, this is insanity. Insanity. And let me scroll down here too. Look at this right here. General Holt warns Chinese border crosses are coming here to kill us. He's not the only general that ever said that. And this is in response to many incidences of this. We are in big trouble. World War III has started. It's all hands on deck, but I don't want you to take my word for it. Okay, I'm going to have you hold this thought for a second, and I'm going to bring on additional evidence. And that additional evidence is so unmistakable. Let me go here and we'll have to try to pause, and my controls aren't responding. Okay, here we go. We're going to pause for just a second. In just a moment, I'm going to play for you an excerpt from my stunning interview. Not me, him, of Case Fleming. And I'm going to give you his brief bio here, because what you're going to hear is shocking and has served to reinforce 15 years of my work. And yes, I'm gratified. And I suppose there's an element of ego. See, I was right all along, even though you called me crazy. But it's not just that. The biggest part of this is we are in a war right now. This is the new warfare. World War III has started, and it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. Even if we win, it's going to get worse. But this is a communist-led revolution. And as I walk you through the segments of today, you absolutely need to believe me when I tell you that the threat is real. It's come to you right now. We don't have to fight China in the South China Sea or the Panama Canal or in Venezuela. It's here right now, today, in this minute, and it's been going on. And I'm going to just review one fact before we go through his bio. Roy Neville Singham is already being looked at by Congress. He's refused a subpoena to come and testify. An American-born private equity firm owner sold his business for over $750,000 or $1 billion, and he has given $20 million to this cause. That's what's come out in Congress. Also, he joins Alex Soros in this endeavor. And it's not just Minneapolis, it's all across the country. Within 10 minutes of the raids at Zips Bar and Grill in Phoenix, there were ready-to-go protesters with uniform signs. Does that sound like an organic event to you? Of course it's not. So you're going to hear him talk about this because I'm trying to impress upon you the seriousness of where you're at, where we're at. And then I'm going to unfold evidence as we go through the segments of today. You need to see everyone, and I'm begging you to share because right now the lid is on sharing. And I've read the stats. Last 3 days, the lid is on. All right. Mr. Fleming's expertise is sought after by a diverse range of institutions, including domestic and foreign governments and academia. He offers guidance to Fortune 500, Congress, the Pentagon, the DOJ, the FBI, National Counterintelligence Security Center, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. And I told you they're involved right now in looking at election problems in Georgia. And I said this is part of our cybersecurity infrastructure now, the storage of data related to elections, the process for elections, and the function of machines or other artificial devices. I told you this yesterday. Here you go. You see it right here. He actually does this work. I need to get him back on to talk about this if he can, because it's an ongoing investigation under Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not sure that he can. Anyway, Securities and Exchange Commission, the White House, and other vital institutions responsible for national security and strategic decision making. He serves as an expert witness in matters of strategic risk, counterintelligence, and national security. He's held pivotal roles as a board-appointed turnaround executive for Silicon Valley companies, executive of Deloitte Consulting Global Risk Strategy Group, and a founding executive for IBM's early cybersecurity division, now known as IBM Security. And there's his expertise, okay? And he also does work through the Harvard Business School, the Wharton School, and IBM Executive Leadership. Okay, now I'm hoping that I have your attention. This guest is serious as a heart attack. I played a little bit of his stuff a couple of days ago, not very much, but a little bit, and I thought it would have got a lot of attention, and it didn't. This guy is a giant, and I'm going to put words in his mouth, and Mr. Fleming, I apologize if I'm wrong, but with these kind of connections, with these kinds of connections, do you not think he's on a mission from higher up? Do you think he just woke up one day and said, I'm going to write this earth-shattering book, and I'm going to start going on talk shows from Dave Hodges to other people? Do you think that was just a spontaneous event? Or do you think this is planned because of the seriousness of what we are dealing with? Well, I think you have arrived at the right answer. I trust you have. It's all hands on deck. And you're thinking, what can I do? Stay tuned. We're going to cover what you can do. Without further ado, we're going to pick up in midstream here on the interview I did with Mr. Fleming earlier in the week. And he's going to reinforce and add to what I've told you.
Saw all these movements come out like clockwork, Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, defund the police, transgenderism, you name all of those things. Those were all communist, Marxist, communist movements that were meant to destabilize the United States. Minneapolis is an offshoot of that. It's a maturation
So I thought
of
too.
these planned riots and planned violent protests. And I want to stop right here. I'm here to tell you that all Americans are being played, left, right, and center. We're all being played. We're all being manipulated. And I'm also here to tell you, I've spoken to groups on the left, groups on the right, groups in the center. And once you give them the intelligence, which is factual, they start to come up towards center and they come off the actual hate that's out there. So my message is unity, because we share so much more in common than we do with our enemy. And our enemy wants to divide us. They are dividing us, and they're being very successful doing that. And that the more chaos and division allows for insurrection, rioting, and eventual civil war and takeover. Let me give you
Yeah.
one blood-curdling thing.
Before he gets to that story, let me interject something to validate what Mr. Fleming is saying here. You look at Renee Good, a mother, right? An instructor. Yet she somehow goes to training to do what she was doing, how to block ice. And we know that training took place. She put herself in a terrible position, and I don't think she actually thought anything would ever happen to her. But you take someone who should never have been there doing what she was doing. Being there to protest is one thing. Being there to do what she was doing is something different. And the same with Preti, a nurse. And the media is portraying this right now as, okay, these two people are singled out and they were executed because they were there. No, there were provocative actions that required a response. And a lot of people get mad when I say that, but I've been through the video on Preti. His gun discharged after the agent grabbed it. That says no safety on. He goes for his waistband. Sorry, folks, that's what's there on the tape. If you're an agent, you're thinking he's going for another gun. That's how I would take it. Doug Thornton and I, he's been in that position in Portland as a DHS supervisor in the Antifa riots of 2020. And I asked Doug, I said, Doug, this is what I'm seeing. What do you see? And he confirmed, he said, I don't think the guy had a choice. It's unfortunate. But these people, as Mr. Fleming is saying here, are being very successful in recruiting these people from normal walks of life and radicalizing them to the point where they put themselves in jeopardy. And Preddy did the week before, he's kicking out the tail light of a federal vehicle and he's armed. Can you tell me how that makes any sense? It doesn't. How does it make sense that Zips is raided for the selling of fake social security numbers? And I don't think it's management involved, by the way. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's not. A rogue actor working in concert with some employees doing this illegal activity, and within 10 minutes of ICE being there, actually it was Homeland. Can you tell me how do protesters show up with uniform signs? And then yesterday in the Phoenix area, we had student populations of high schools walk out of school. We're losing. We're losing because let me tell you what's being defended before I get back to Mr. Fleming. What's being defended here by the radical left attacking ICE is you don't have the right to come into our city and make the straight street safer by grabbing people who've committed extremely violent crimes against American citizens and have been convicted, but largely have been released by blue police under the auspices of blue-led mayors and governors. And they just let these people loose to prey on the American public again. This is what's meant by the term criminal illegal alien. They're not saying illegal alien. They're saying criminal illegal alien. How could anyone from any persuasion object to getting people off the street who would victimize your children? People on the left have children. Renee Good had children. And my gut still aches over that situation. I have a lot of remorse for her passing, and I just wished it hadn't happened. But she was a mother. But she put herself in a terrible position, and the radicalization of certain segments of the American population at the hands of the people we've identified funding it is being successful. And you heard Casey Fleming say they're being very successful. Back to his observation here.
Last week, on this innocuous fun kids platform called TikTok, there was a CCP operative from the MSS, that's Ministry of State Security. He came out and he did a TikTok post. And he said, "Listen, everybody, I want you to continue to get organized. Stay organized with your groups. Keep staying organized. Wait for the signal and take action."
Wait for the signal and take action. This is from a man that consults at the White House and at the Pentagon and at the FBI. I have reported on this for years because people like this man have told me, people in positions of authority and experience have told me, and they're also going on John B. Wells' show, Caravan to Midnight. And they're telling him, and they're telling Paul Preston, and they're telling Doug Hagman. These people are telling the truth. We have been infiltrated, and this is not just a CCP operation. As we go through the day, I'm going to show you how it's a deep state operation with the foundation being communism. The common link being communism. As I'm not sitting here thumping my chest, "Oh, I told you so back in 2008. Well, I did, but that's not my point here. Do you understand what will happen to most of you if the communist Chinese are successful? And let's just assume for a second that this crazy conspiracy theory that couldn't possibly be true, but there's people that want to totally take over the planet. What would be the impediment to that? A constitution from a nation that espouses freedom of speech, control over politicians, we the people, of the people, by the people, for the country, by the country. In other words, individual and national sovereignty can't be allowed in a global empire. Now, I know that can't possibly be true, but I'm just trying to get you to think along those lines in case someday maybe it'll become true. Now, back to Mr. Fleming.
And begin to look at the houses with American flags, because they will have the guns and the ammo that you're going to need.
Whoa, I said this yesterday. I didn't say the houses with the American flags. Okay, wait for the signal. I didn't say that, but what I have written before, hear me and hear me clearly. From my past intelligence sources, I have said quite clearly multiple times in print that we are going to have a Tet offensive in the United States from terrorism. Now, let me explain. In 1968, during the Tet Lunar New Year, the American government, the South Vietnamese government, the Viet Cong, and the North Vietnamese government agreed to a 3-day Tet Lunar New Year ceasefire. And what the other side did was proceed to immediately attack every capital in every province. It was a psyop. They knew that in the end they weren't going to win. But they also knew they could destroy America's citizen support for the war. And that was the turning point of public opinion against the war. And that was their objective. Well, I'd like to say that we're going to see a Tet Offensive and it's going to demoralize and discourage and so forth. It's already happened. Look at the streets of Minneapolis. Look at the streets of Phoenix. Look at the streets all around the country, filled with organized protesters whose managerial structure is paid by the people we've identified. It's already happened. Now we're just waiting for the signal. And he quotes here on TikTok someone from the CCP from a high-level government position saying, stay ready, wait for the signal. Can it be any more clear?
And they're going to need the food that you're they're going to have the food that you need. This is going into our middle schoolers' minds, our high schoolers' minds, our college kids' minds, our
And what did I say to interject here? What did I say in Phoenix, we saw high school students walking out of class to do this. Now, some of them, no doubt, it's a vacation from the rigors of academia. And they're happy to get a day off and have fun with their friends while they raise hell against the establishment. Typical teenage rebellion. But when does the spirit of rebellion get turned into we can convert them ideologically. And this is what's happening.
Our Gen Z minds and Gen X's minds, it's and this relentless programming of our kids' brains when they're in full development mode, which is up to age 25 and now 32. So let me make no mistake, you're in a war. The Chinese Communist Party redefined what war was in 27 years ago in 1999 with the book called Unrestricted War. And that's exactly what you're in today. And you're looking at Minneapolis. That's just a manifestation and a flashpoint of this whole entirely organized event. And it's meant, to get rid of all the things that hold our society together. They want these people that they can control from from across the border. Incidentally, they brought in 200,000 Chinese special forces in the southern border, and they're held up in safe houses waiting for the command, waiting for the signal, including all the farmland outside of US bases that store houses, warehouses, containers with drones, espionage with drones with military bombing capability, gassing capability. So we can't buy.
Should say this in Arizona, our controversial governor, I'll be kind, Katie Hobbs, there was a bill that bipartisan bill that came out of the legislature that tried to prohibit Chinese interests from owning farmland adjacent to military bases, and she vetoed it. And she's a hardcore Democrat.
land in China. We can't influence the Chinese government. We can't buy companies in China. Mm-hmm. We can't give our apps to China. They will not take our apps. Why in the absolute heck do we allow that here? That's the reason I wrote the book, to get everybody informed.
I think I've made the point. But folks, for today, in later segments, and probably continuing tomorrow, I'm just getting started. This is just the beginning. And all the things that got me and people like me, Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, a lot of us who were talking about this way back when, you guys are nutcases. Well, here it is. You know, we need some new conspiracy theories because the old ones are proving to be true. I'm Dave Hodges. All hands on deck. The Red Dawn invasion is here. It hasn't come quite in the form I thought, but I still think that form is coming, like we saw in the movie. Right now, we're looking at the fifth column paramilitary readiness to spring into action, and we're seeing phase one of this in Minneapolis right now. And if you think this is the end, think again. And I will tell you, with the silver problem we have compounding our supply chain, and with Gavin Newsom destroying the California economy, and I'm going to have to find time to fit this in. I've been talking about it for a week without specifics. You getting necessary supplies is going to be a problem, because out of California, 50% of all retail crosses Interstate 15. Train, prep, and pray, as Doug likes to say. And I'm going to say this: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, along with the Constitution and the Bible for rebuild if necessary. This is where we are at. This is not panic. But this is Mayday, Mayday, all hands on deck. Now, you're saying, what can you do? Well, I would suggest you come back here today in later segments and let me lay out things for you, like, oh, I never connected those dots. Okay, well, we've connected them. And maybe because I've shown you that 15 to 17 years of claims are now being validated and we are in danger, perhaps you're going to listen to the patterns and you're going to look at where it's going. Now, right now, you're saying, well, what can I do in the immediate? Well, first of all, be personally prepared. Don't become a victim of the circumstances, because you're going to be needed. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And take Doug Thornton's advice: train, prep, and pray. You say, well, Dave, I'm 75 years old. Okay, start walking. Get a 10-pound dumbbell. Start doing something with it. Get yourself in better shape. You're going to have to. Train, prep, and pray. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. This is something that should become the mantra right now, because it's not the enemy is coming. The British aren't coming. The Russians and Chinese aren't coming. The Chinese operatives are already here. And we're being plundered by other countries as well. But this is the threat. And I'll close with this. In 2017, Paul Martin, the late Paul Martin, myself, John Moore, and other people like us received a communication from a leaked document from the CCP Central Planning Committee. And the document was from Wei Feng. And he went through, oh, we have to praise America. It wasn't for them, Japan would have totally destroyed our country. Blah, blah, blah. Look at what they did in all our cities. And, you know, the rape of Nanking, as the event is called. It was terrible, terrible. Now, they stopped there, and Wei Feng went on to say, but we don't have the natural resources to support our industrial goals. So we've got to take what we need. And the impediment is the United States. So we have to bring the United States down. And we plan to occupy that nation for its natural resources, but we are not going to, quote, cohabitate. What the hell do you think that means? And he debated, the only thing left to decide is what we do with the 14 million Chinese already in America. What about the rest of us? Well, he was quite clear about how they were going to deal with this. And I won't get into graphic detail here, but what I found out as I researched this, and I remember Paul Martin and I had a conversation once that went on till about 2 in the morning, and I said, Paul, I'm finding stuff that this Weifang guy, he's not a loose cannon. The last three defense ministers in China have said pretty similar things. It's their plan for us. And we've opened the door and let them in. And this has been going on for a very long time. And if you look at the communist and particularly the Chinese communist mentality for change, okay, it's not like we flip a switch, the light goes on. We in America expect instant gratification. We don't care about profits beyond the next quarter. The Chinese have a different mentality. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. And they move progressively with 5, 10, 15, 50-year plans. And we're seeing the manifestation of things that Henry Kissinger started on behalf of communists in China back in the 1960s in the Nixon administration. And when he objected, they got rid of him. We're going to get into all this today. You say, well, what can I do? Share this to as many people as possible and everything that follows. And I'm not saying anything here that you may not have heard. I don't think you've heard all of it, but you probably have heard a lot of it. But I don't know that you've heard it in such a concentrated fashion, directed at a single type of situation with a dot connecting that I'm in a position to have done. And God puts us in positions in life. I can't tell you why I became obsessed with the Kennedy assassination. It became a hobby. And the hobby was I started to talk to people. Oh, Dave, can you come talk to my history class? Yeah. Can you come talk? We'll put three freshman level history classes together in the academic center and you can speak to them. And I started being a lecturer on this long before I was ever in the media. And then I was brought together with Jim Mars and other intelligence operatives by the late Bill Pollack. This is how I met Vance Davis, NSA, who I'm interviewing here in another week or so. Vance and I have been friends for over 3 decades. I've been in unique positions, and it started with Kennedy. It started with what I knew there, and that affiliation I had with Jim Mars catapulted me, and I just said, everything's not as it appears. And then my dad had his revelations about, putting the first nukes on the first ships in the Navy, and also, too, working with captured German scientists and what all that meant. So I've been put in a unique position, and God puts you in positions not because you're great or qualified or intelligent or anything. It says He wants to use you as an instrument of truth. At real risk here for all of us is not just control of our nation and the mortal risk that we possibly face, but it's also the stripping of our religion. If we were ever to lose to the Chinese, look inside their country. Do you think that you're going to be going to church on Sunday? Do you think you're going to be able to speak out in the public square? What do you think they would do with protesters who might not be protesting, ICE and wanting to defund them, the protesters against communist rule and not enough to eat and it's too cold and the utilities aren't working and you're out there? Well, all I can say is, what would the Chinese do? Well, I'll just say it in two words: Tiananmen Square. Tiananmen Square. That's what you're in for if you get to survive that long. I believe what Casey Fleming is saying, and obviously, loyal Americans in the top agencies in this country are encouraging him to do what he's doing. Please share this far and wide. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. By the way, I sorry, post footnote here. On February 1st, on our TV channel at the commonsenseshow.tv, I am publishing the entire interview with Casey. And it's mind-blowing. You've only seen segments. I may play one more segment about Hortman, the assassinated Speaker of the House of the Minnesota Legislature last year. There's a lot of Charlie Kirk similarities there. I'll just say that, and we're going to get into it. And I brought this up to him on the fly. And he didn't blink an eye. He said, "You're right, Dave. You're going to find out what I was right about." Stay tuned, folks. This is going to be a wild day. Well, there's the reason There's a better reason and there's the best reason. And we have the answer on why Maduro was snatched. Oh, we have. I think we definitely have the circumstantial proof. And I think very soon this is going to go beyond circumstantial. And I got really bad news for you with regard in this issue. It affects Waltz. It affects Fry, the Minneapolis mayor. It affects how far the feds go in Minneapolis. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we have a sponsor here that I'm telling you, don't give up on your weight loss goals. I know some of you are getting to the discouraged part. You're a month in from your resolutions. And I'm just saying, don't give up. Don't give up the ship. Here we go. TrimWithDave.com, BioTrust product. It boosts GLP levels by over 50%. Best part, no needles. I love that. And this works. It's all oral, pill form, 20% reduction in caloric intake, 14% average body weight reduction in 12 weeks. This works. It's a fraction of the cost of what people are paying for these expensive medications. This is tremendous. And if you go to trimwithdave.com, you're going to see all kinds of research here. You're going to see about body fat and waist circumference and how this product affects that. You're going to look at body weight reduction. You're going to look at weight loss statistics and the GOP boosting of compounds that promote weight loss. 44% off and 60-day money back guarantee, so you know it's going to work. Go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. I know why Trump snatched Maduro. And I really thought this for a while. In fact, I was, again, talking to someone who does, I do some work with through the Common Sense Show. And he, I told him what I found the first part. And he goes, yeah, I heard that, Dave. And I said, I did too, but I didn't know if we could close the loop. So I stayed pretty quiet. Okay, now there are allegations out there that I think we'll soon know the answer to. I don't know the exact answer and how it's going to turn out, but I know why Maduro sits in an American prison. On a scale of 1 to 10, his threat as a drug dealer was about a 3, with 10 being the highest. If you're going to arrest leaders for drug problems in America, number one would be Xi Jinping of China, and number two would be Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico. And number three would be Mark Carney from Canada. Those are your three big ones, people. The cartels work in conjunction with them. The Chinese control a lot of the cartel, and they have ancillary support mechanisms with the other two world leaders I mentioned. That's not why they snatched him. Do they want their oil and gold and other natural resources? Yes. But more importantly, they don't want China to get it for military projection abilities. We've talked about that. So that would be a pretty good reason to go in. But it wasn't the reason. And you're saying, well, Dave, what's the reason? Stories persist from people that should be listened to, but doesn't necessarily mean they're right. There were election irregularities, and some of them may have involved voting machines. Now, before you say, Dave, that's just not true. I'm saying in this case it's true. But listen to me. In 2022 in Maricopa County, and you need to hear this because this is on the record, public record, screaming matches between the public and the County Board of Supervisors in charge of elections in Maricopa County, which if you win Maricopa County, you're winning the election in Arizona. And in 2022, 56% of the machines in Republican dominant districts, meaning 51% minimum Republic registrations, okay, and then the Democrats would be below 50%. Some much bigger than that, some were close. Then the Democratic dominant districts would be 51% or greater. In the Democratic districts, were 51% majority rule. They had zero problems, congratulations, with voting machine issues. When people try to go vote, they got to vote. Now, what I'm about to tell you affected my sister-in-law. It affected one of my best friends, who's one of my neighbors, and a couple other people that I know as acquaintances. And this was all over the news, and it was huge news. And the courts, and I think acting corruptly when people sued over this, you have no standing. What? We think there's a problem in the election, whether it's honest or, you know, innocent mistake or not an innocent mistake, and we don't have a concern in our own election. That's called a corrupt judge. Now, let's continue. 56% of the machines in the Republican-dominant districts failed. But this isn't the end of the story. When people started raising hell, and by the way, these machines came out of China and Venezuela. That's a fact. That was a fact that got mentioned in public comment probably about 100 times at Maricopa County Board of Supervisors open comment part of their meeting. Now, why the discrepancy? Well, the authorities realized, I think we got a problem on our hands. Even if we're innocent, it doesn't look good. So they looked at us and came up with a story, and I think it's nonsense, but it's their story. They went to Runbeck, supplier of the voting paper. And they said, well, it was the paper that was the cause of the machine failure, and the Republican-dominant districts used a different paper than the Democratic-dominant districts. Tell me, would you believe this story? Does this sound logical to you? Doesn't sound logical to me. So there were questions. Now, in Atlanta, there were questions. In Nevada, there were questions. In Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, there were questions. In Wisconsin, there were the similar questions. Are these machines operating the way that it was intended? Okay, now the events that happened today have put the Democratic Party into a tizzy. They're coming out like Mark Warner. Oh my gosh, I heard an interview with him, and I think I saw it on Fox. He said, there goes Tulsi Gabbard gallivanting around the election center in Atlanta with a hat on. Like, that somehow makes her guilty of something. And she can't operate domestically, just like the CIA. She's a director of national intelligence. She has to be concerned with foreign stuff. He stepped in the poop. Warner's not the brightest apple in the orchard. We know that. He's an overly emotional, really shallow-thinking legislator, and he's an embarrassment to his state. Having said that, that's my observation of him. He just told us what's going on. The FBI today went to an Atlanta election center, and they grabbed ballots, computers, storage, and whoa, hold on, hold on. Do you know what CISA is? It's an agency of the federal government responsible for computer security for our critical infrastructure. Like when we turn the light switch on, we really want the lights to come on. Okay? We want the grid to stay up. We don't want banks to be hacked like crazy. That's CISA, C-I-S-A. Did you know in the CISA protocols, they list in election devices and election storage as critical infrastructure? This is why the FBI is involved. This is amazing. Now, that tells you why the FBI is involved. Because if there were violations of storage procedures, or if there were, say, hypothetically, fraudulent ballots in the stack of stored ballots, that would become a federal issue under CISA. So you're saying, okay, Dave, that explains the FBI. Why are the Democrats losing their bodily fluids over Tulsi Gabbard being there wearing a hat. Well, that tells you there's a foreign influence. I think you're probably two steps ahead of me if you've been following this. She could only be there if there was a foreign influence. Now, I like what Warner said. Excuse me. I like what Warner said. She can only do international stuff. This is domestic. Da, 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 da. Well, obviously, she doesn't think so. If they're looking at the voting machines, then under CISA, this becomes an infrastructure issue that is international. This is why Tulsi Gabbard is there. And Warner went on to say, this is hilarious. Well, we've already disproven 50 intelligence agents says there's no foreign involvement in our election. And the Hunter Bytop, that was Russian disinfo. Yeah. He stuck his foot in it when he said that. He's probably still cleaning the mess off his shoes. Tulsi Gabbard's there because she's looking at the machines. The FBI could be there for just the proper storage of the ballot records. And that still falls under CISA because it's listed as critical infrastructure. But Tulsi's appearance there speaks volumes. Now, with all the stories have been out that we get machines from Venezuela and China, which I've always been opposed to, this opens that door. Now, I don't know where this investigation is going to go. And I don't know we're going to come out of here and say, oh, there's problems with the machines. She may determine there could have been problems in the Georgia election, clearly, which there were. The FBI wouldn't have been there. And the judges against Fannie Willis would not have been ruling the way they've been ruling. And it may be just it's local, state, not federal. The machines are okay. We can continue to use them, which I'm opposed to, by the way. But it could go the other way, too. And the fact that Tulsi Gabbard was there in an overt manner says she has confidence there was foreign involvement. Otherwise, she had told the FBI, just tell me what you found. I can't be seen there right now. We don't have enough. She must feel they have enough, or she wouldn't have shown her face at the scene with all that's going on in America, with us getting ready to attack Iran, with all the shenanigans of foreign influence in Minneapolis. And you heard an advisor to top government agencies on my show yesterday say this, and I'm sorry if you missed it. It's on our social media. You really need to listen to what I'm telling you. Trump is opening doors that everyone has been afraid to open. And I think it's a chance that you're going to find that I'm right. It could be honest mistakes, could be criminal negligence, could be a conspiracy. But I think we're going to come away from this with one, we can't let foreign companies be involved in our election process by using their machines. If you insist on using machines, which I don't believe we have to, then they should be American manufactured machines under American manufacturers under government supervision, plain and simple. And the government controls the process of assembly from start to finish with periodic inspections from CISA. Now, in a perfect world, according to Dave Hodges, we go back to same-day voting and paper ballots. This is a huge story. Put exclamation marks over this. This is huge. And John Roberts, I think you're ready to drop a load. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.